This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. Ken, it's Paul from Local Splash. How are you? Good afternoon.
Good, good. Let me see if I can... Okay, let me... Speaker here, yeah?
Perfect, sure.
I'm not hearing you very good. I gotta turn this up, maybe. Oh, there we go. Well, I don't know. Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. Happy Friday.
Yeah, happy Friday.
So,
We're a little frozen in up here.
That's what you were saying, yeah. There's a lot of that going on. And a lot of
not where you live.
Country. No, not really. Not really. It's colder than it. Well, it gets pretty cold, but it's
although I guess you guys have had some inclement weather.
Yeah.
More than I ever experienced down there, so.
Right. Definitely, but nothing like what you deal with up there. So I know that we kind of covered a lot in our last conversation, and did you have any questions for me at this point?
You know what? Here's the way I look at it there, Paul. It's all over my head. You know, so I'm going to be a bit trusting here. I want to do some more work. I've kind of laid low for a number of years. And I've done word of mouth stuff. I got a great reputation. A couple of guys I worked with kind of laid low, so it kind of stopped some money flow.
Gotcha.
So I'm ready to. I know this is the way to do it more than it was the last time I tried it, which was probably when it all first started happening.
Oh, okay.
As far as people searching you on Google, et cetera, and getting away from the yellow pages and so on. I used to do that all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
back in the day, all you needed was maybe a business card, but better still, if you were AA this or AAA that, it puts you ahead of your competitors listed alphabetically in the yellow pages, because that's all we had. And we would flip alphabetically to the service that we needed, and then we would either call the guy with the full page ad or whoever was listed at the top of the alphabet, right? So part of that does still work. Today, I mean, the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy that's available and has a fair price, he's the guy we hire. But, of course, we don't use the yellow pages. We use our smartphone. We use our computer.
Do they even make those?
I don't know if they do. I think they might still do that just because they have the paper rights till who knows when, and they're still – it's like a yellow brick that people just put in the recycling. I haven't seen one myself in a long time, but – even the yellow pages has an online version of it because that's where people go, you know, we get you on that first page, you know, that's with a professional website that talks about your experience, that talks about, the services and your service area and with before and after photos and things like that. When we get eyes on that website, you're definitely going to get phone calls, and it's not a lead service where you have to chase down every lead that comes your way and pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. So I think you're really going to love it. That flat rate is definitely going to save you money. And, of course, being on Google where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, you're reaching a much larger target audience than, you know, the people that might be using Angie Leads or Home Advisor. So I think it's going to be ideal for you, especially now that you're looking to take on more work. And then I think I did ask you before, but the phone number, this number, the 425-802-5797, Ken, is that the number that you want on your website, the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a smartphone too, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
perfect.
It's the newest model, actually.
We just got
new phones.
Oh, you did?
One of the newest. It's a 15-something. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we got new phones for our daughters, but, I still kind of have an older version, but I like it. My phone's still fine. But, yeah, I mean, the reason I ask about being able to receive text messages, of course, most of the time, you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. People that find you online will just be able to call you directly. The website that we'll build for you, of course, that will allow someone to tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out the form on the website, you get a text message as well as an email. And I do have the email, your last name, and then kc@gmail.com. That's a good email for you, right?
Yeah, that's what I have now, so we'll stick with it.
Perfect. Yeah, it's more of a personal email, not directly related to the business, of course, so people won't need to see that email. It's going to be hidden, but it's still going to be attached to that contact form, so when people fill out that form, you'll get those requests, also the text message, and of course, we'll use the email to send you, you know, larger pieces of information that we want you to have for your records and things like that. Most of the time, though, we're simply going to pick up the phone and call you or send out a quick text message. And then I did want to ask you because, you know, of course, with Angie's, they list addresses and things like that, but most of the time the addresses that I see on the Angie's are home addresses. And I think that's the case with the 19712 Southeast 33rd Street.
Yeah, we don't have a retail outlet or anything.
And Google expects it to be that way when you're service-based, when you're going out to the customer, when you're providing that service. They don't expect you to have a showroom or a brick-and-mortar storefront where people would go, and they don't want to list your home address any more than you do because they don't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door. And of course, you're out in the field most days anyway. So that address won't show up online. So I've got the information that I need to get everything started here. And then, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'm going to be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician and very, you know, kind of straightforward, basic questions about your company, but we want to know, like, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, or a tagline, slogan, motto, you know, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. Again, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then before I get you off the phone here, I do need to read, because we are Google partners, it's required of us, that I read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we have reduced the cost of the service, reduced the cost of the setup fee, et cetera, that it's a flat rate. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. And then before I do read that voice verification, that initial payment, did you want that on a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What's going to work best for you?
I have a Visa here. For that person on, yeah.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name, Kenneth E. Winner.
Okay, Kenneth, and that's two N's, K-E-N-N-E-T-H?
Yes, sir. E.
N-E-E. Okay. And
Winner.
Last name. You said it was a Visa card, so that should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Ken, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It is 4147.
Okay.
0985.
Yes, sir.
0911.
Okay.
4666.
All right, and then the expiration month and year?
128.
01 of 2028, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
197.
197. I've got 197, 197 on the back, and I've got January or 01 of 2028 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4147, 0985, 0911, 4666?
Yep. That's it.
Okay. And then does that bill at the home address?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. So about a minute or so after the voice verification, you'll receive through our automated system our client support phone number and the hours of operation. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right. Client support. Yeah, let's have it.
Okay. So it's 877- 635-6220. 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then, Ken, it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email for support is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, I do have that voice verification pulled up. Like I said, it's recorded, but feel free to stop me if you've got a question or want me to clarify my question. So it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ken, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Washington Home Maintenance.
Perfect. And that is exactly as I have that. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ken Winner, owner.
Okay. And then, Mr. Winner, as the owner of Washington Home Maintenance, Ken, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide that card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course, of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ken, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I do.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask, though, all the content
that
will be created.
Can't wait, ask me that again. I'm sorry, I was phasing out.
No, that's okay. So we ask that you will update us or let us know of any additional, that means anything new, anything besides the Angies, anything that might come along with someone else creating online content for your business. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. Equally or perhaps even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate. So we're not saying cannot hire someone else. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think will create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can always make sure that the information for your business is consistent and accurate.
Do you want to know? Yeah, because I am with Angie. I just started that. I haven't even accepted leads yet.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so we are already aware of Angie. It's Home Advisor powered by Angie.
I don't know if I'm hip on it, but yeah.
Oh, okay. That's okay. The reason that we ask is we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Now, of course, we won't be listing a physical address because we don't want anyone to drive out and knock on your door. But we want to make sure that the information that's online related to your business, if it's connected to your phone number, connected to your business name, it's important that everything is accurate. So, like, we're branding it Washington Home Maintenance. We wouldn't want there to be a listing out there that said Washington Home Maintenance Service or something like that, right? So if there's anything that you know that comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. But we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically anyway. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost of the service, with me reducing the cost of the setup as well, and, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 12th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month at the further reduced rate of just $299. And Ken, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up.
So what was the $398 then?
So there's a one-time setup fee of $99. I took $200 off of the setup fee. The setup fee by itself is normally $299, but I took $200 off of that setup fee.
Okay, so my first bill is $400.
$398, correct, exactly, and then $300 moving forward. But it's $398 is an exact amount, and $299 because it's $299 with a $99 setup fee. You're saving, what, $500 in your first month because you're saving $300 off of the normal cost, which is $599, and then $200 off of the setup fee. Every month moving forward, it's not going to be $599. It's only ever going to be exactly $299. So the voice verification states it pretty clearly. So with recurring billing on the 12th of the month in the exact amount of $299, it's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind, and, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included in that $299 at no additional cost. Now, as I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service, Ken. That means, of course, at will, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. And, of course, you can also pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Ken, to prevent the charge to the next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And, of course, that, Mr. Winner, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ken, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. So like I said, in about a minute or so, our automated system is going to send you that confirmation email. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, and that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also get that link by direct text message. And Ken, when you receive either that text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call. Again, you don't need to be in front of a computer for that call. We ask for a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 30 minutes or so. At this point, I could get you in at 1 o'clock if you like. It looks like we're booked out at 2 and 3. So would you be available at 1 o'clock for that half-hour phone call?
We might as well do it.
Okay, yeah, good to get it out of the way. We can get things started before the weekend. So it's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. So the call will get to you in about a half an hour. So not enough time for our automated system to send you a reminder email. That goes out an hour prior. But I'm going to send instead a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your record. You don't need to respond to it, but it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now or the text message?
Yes, I have.
Good.
The email.
It looks like it sent you just the... Looks like so far they've just sent you the one that we want you to look at. Now, like I said, the confirmation email is going to be sent to you in just a minute or so. But the one that you've got is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you click on that, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. And it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. The blue click here is hyperlinks. If you click on the words click here, it'll take you to the local splash terms of experience. Everything we talked about, the Google Business Profile optimization, the optimization on Bing and Yelp and Facebook and Apple Maps and things like that. I don't want to walk you through everything there, but you can certainly scroll down if you like. There's a line that goes across, and just below it populates your phone number. Below that populates two boxes. We'd want you to click on both of them. One says, I agreed to receive SMS messages, which are just text messages through the computer. And then the other one says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So we do, of course, want you to click on that box. There's a longer box below that where it says signature, and please click there to type in or copy and paste your name. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. And if you type it in, it is case sensitive. So the K, the middle initial E, and the W need to be capitalized. There is no period after the middle initial, just the space before and after like it would normally be there, but not a period. But once you've got your name exactly as you see it there, click the confirm signature box to the right. That's going to do a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we reduce the cost of the setup as well as the subscription itself. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are, in fact, an actual business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Ken, you'll know that you're successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I see it.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing that, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you to log in. Neither of which is really true at this point. We do, in fact, need to do the client interview first so we can create the content that will be tracked. But maybe later today or sometime early next week, once your tracking system is activated, we'll send you by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password once you log into your account if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine. In fact, it looks like I can give you the username because that has been assigned and it cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. It's simply your phone number. Area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, just the number.
Okay.
So 425-802-5797, of course, that's your username. Don't try to put that in now. Like I said, there's no password attached to it, and I think even if you tried, it would give you an error message that your dashboard isn't activated yet. But in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please include your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That's going to allow us to easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything there. When we do the client interview in about a half an hour, they'll probably give you photos@localsplash.com, photos, photos@localsplash.com. You can, if you like, email the photos team separately directly, but you can send anything and everything to that support email. Like I said, I'm sending you that calendar invite. It actually does say after the local splash, C-I-E-N-G, it's got your username for your reference, then your name, and then your actual phone number. You do prefer Ken, though, right, and not Kenneth?
Ken, yes. So I'm going to close this login.
You certainly can. It wouldn't take you anywhere if you tried to get into it. But like I said, once your tracking system is activated, that's when we'll get you the username and password.
You'll send me a link for that.
Absolutely, by text and email, and you'll have 24/7 access. So after it's activated, you can access it whenever you want. So the only other order of business on my end, we just want to add a little bit of extra security on your account. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Washington Home Maintenance, even if it's you, Ken, and we recognize your voice, we are still going to most likely ask you for the answer to the security question. And this is important. Anyone who calls you, just to give you the heads up, I mean, once we start getting you online, you're going to get phone calls. You're going to get phone calls from people who want to hire you for your services. You'll probably get phone calls from people who want to sell you something. You may even get phone calls from people that identify themselves as either Google or Local Splash. So here's what you need to know. If anyone ever calls you and tells you they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know immediately my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information right away, just politely end the phone call and move forward. As the voice verification states, especially if they're asking you for money, if they ask you for money for your Google listing, that's the tip-off to the rip-off, because the voice verification is clear. Moving forward, it's $2.99 a month and not a penny more. In your client interview, they may want to ask if you, you know, want to do like a pre-recorded thing that would attach to your phone number and things like that. But of course, you're going to be speaking maybe even with me before I connect you to your client interview technician. I'm going to try to keep my phone open in that 1 o'clock hour, just in the beginning part of it. I'll be introducing you to your technician. If I'm already on a call, they'll call you on their own. Of course, they'll identify as Local Splash. And if you want to ask them, just say, hey, so who's the guy I was just talking to about a half an hour ago? They'll say, oh, it's Paul Gordon. And then they'll also be able to have the pulled up pretty quick. They'd maybe have to click the other tab, but come to the security question. We have to enter it in now, though. Your options are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Ken, which of those would you like for your security question?
Let's go with city I was born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Santa Ana.
Santa Ana. So no wonder you know about Orange County.
I do.
Okay.
Was once an Angels fan.
I was once and always an Angels fan, because when I was a kid, you know, that was the closest stadium, and that's the team. You know, the Dodgers, that was farther away, didn't go to too many Dodger games. Loved it when the Rams played at Anaheim,
oh, yeah.
Even though the different names that they changed it. Yeah. Okay. How long have you been in Washington?
50 years.
Really?
Nearly.
Let's say
45 years. 45 years.
Okay. I actually went the other way. Oddly enough, I was born in Bellevue, but before I turned a year old, we moved to Fountain Valley in Orange County. So I spent like 54 years pretty much in Southern California. So we went the opposite way. You're all set and squared away, though, on my end. Like I said, you've got that calendar invite for your records, and we will be getting you that phone call maybe 15, maybe 20 minutes from now. Should be near the top of the hour. Take about half an hour of your time after that.
Okay. Well, I do have three messages here from you, so maybe I'll take
Let me thank you for reminding me, because the system has caught up with the emails. One is that welcome email that I was talking about before, so that's got our client support phone number and the email address on there as well. And then the other thing is action needed, pictures needed for your Google verification. Now, Google has made the process of getting PIN verified a little bit more comprehensive. That is by design. They definitely want to make sure that the businesses that are on the first page are indeed local businesses. So anything that you can help us out with there, and it doesn't have to be everything, but any photos that you can send, photos of the work vehicle, you know, I know there's no workplace, but where you park the vehicle when you're not using it for work, or even a close-up of your tools in the truck, any tools or equipment, any business card that you might have. Is the business itself licensed and insured?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Okay, so if you can send that information to...
I have my renewal slip right here in front of me, so...
Oh, okay.
Maybe a picture of that will be helpful.
That would be perfect. Yeah, absolutely. And there is a link on there that you can use to provide those documents. So other than that, like I said, hopefully I'm between phone calls when our technician's ready to give you a call back. Whether I am or not, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and getting you that business you're looking for.
Okay, well, thank you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, too, Ken. Thank you, too. We'll be calling you back in just a little bit here.
All righty. All righty. Bye-bye, then.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye now.